Aloha, Dreamer, and welcome to the DreamWork Podcast. This is a special place I created for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to bridge the gap between ancient wisdom and modern spirituality. Each week, I'll bring you episodes on spirituality, manifestation, personal development, entrepreneurship, and dream work. If you're new to me, my name is Nadia. I'm a soulfulpreneur, founder of the Academy of Dreamwork, and spiritual guide to help you along your journey. If you're ready to start dreaming bigger in your life and in your work, if you feel a calling to connect to your soul purpose, then you've come to the right place. Hi, Dreamer, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I have a very special episode for you where I really want to dive into how you can utilize dream work to help you release things in your life, in your work that have to do with overwhelm, feeling really stressed out, anxiety, and things of that nature. But before we get into the episode, I just want to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by my new book, But First, Dream Bigger. How to Unlock Your Potential and Find Your True Calling in 21 Days. This has been a really beautiful process writing this book and just sharing a lot of things that helped me with manifesting my dream life here in Hawaii, my dream job, and then now my dream business. And so I would love for you to go and check it out. It's available as an ebook right now on Amazon and Apple Books. It will soon be available in more locations as a printed version, but I will have everything linked in the show notes for you to go and check it out. And I just want to thank those of you who have already purchased the book and just for your well wishes and your messages. They really mean a lot to me. So before we dive even further into the episode, I just kind of wanted to share a little disclaimer because, like I kind of just said, I am going to be talking about overwhelm, anxiety, releasing stress, and things of that nature. But I am not a medical professional. This is not to be used exclusively without getting more medical advice and treatment and support if you need it. I am a huge advocate for therapy. One of my first podcast episodes that I did, I shared about my journey going to therapy, my first year in therapy and what that was like. And I really feel like a lot of these spiritual tools and personal tools, personal growth tools, are really kind of additions to helping you through different things that you might be struggling with. But I don't think you should use them exclusively if you feel the need to get further treatment. So I just wanted to add that in there for those of you who maybe feel like you are relying really heavily on spiritual growth tools and things of this nature, but maybe you need some other additional support. I don't think that there's any shame in that. I think that there's a lot of stigma around mental health and getting care for the things that you need regarding mental health. And I really wish that would change. So I hope that me sharing this is helpful for you. So with that being said, I want to get into the episode and really share with you the things that have helped me through dream work when it comes to just releasing things that I've been very overwhelmed with. And honestly, when I first started my dream work practice, I was really focused on more the manifestation process. So things that I wanted to bring into my life, into my work, and, you know, different opportunities I wanted to attract to myself, getting clarity on a lot of my ideas and things of that nature. And that's really where I'm going to be focusing a lot of episodes around for those of you who really want to manifest things and you want to bring them in through your dreams. I think it's so powerful when we can use the spiritual and the practical together. But something very unexpected that I wasn't anticipating when I started my dream work practice was this release of a lot of things I was feeling very overwhelmed with. And I think it's really important for me to share this with you because one of the key things with dream work is you will start to notice these patterns within your dreams, and you might not be consciously aware of them in your waking life, of these things that are really stressing you out or impacting you in a way that's really holding you back, but they will come through in your dreams. And so I feel like it's worth mentioning and worth helping guiding you through this so that if you're starting your dream work practice, you can kind of pay attention to these patterns that are coming up. So for me right now, it's summertime. I don't know when you're listening to this episode. You might be listening to it when it comes out, but you might be listening to it in the future. But right now it's summertime. And usually during the year, my schedule is a little bit more, while my work schedule is pretty fluid and I do have days where I'm podcasting, where I'm writing, where I'm coaching, where I'm teaching, where I'm creating content, I pretty much have this kind of set time every single day that I focus on my work. And that's because my husband is running his own business and my daughter is in school. And so I have these beautiful creative windows of time during the day to get my work done. But now that it's summer, things are kind of all over the place with schedule. And, you know, some days we're going to camp, some days we're going on play dates, some days I'm helping my husband because he's getting ready to do some travel for work. And so I help him with some of his things for his business. Some days, you know, we have birthday parties. Some days I'm able to like squeeze in, like right now it's a Sunday, I'm recording the podcast today. And it's just every day and every week has been looking very, very different. And I'm finding myself noticing these reoccurring patterns within my dreams that have to do with scheduling. And so one thing that comes up a lot for me has been travel dreams, where I'm traveling, I'm in an airport, and I'm trying to catch a flight, but my flight, I can't seem to get on the flight, the flight's canceled, the flight's been changed, and I'm forever trying to get to my gate, and I can never seem to get there, and I have all this luggage. And I'm waking up in the morning and I'm realizing it has a lot to do with my schedule. So sometimes, you know, when we have a dream, it might not be, we might not see the connection exactly, like what is it reflecting in the dream? Like, why are we feeling this sense of overwhelm? Like, why are you dreaming about being at the airport? But when you start journaling about it in the morning, things will start to come out. And so what I started to realize was I was making a lot of changes to my schedule to cater to other people. And so I would have kind of a general day planned out. Someone would reach out to me and say, oh, can you help me with this? Or can you do this? And I would change what I had already planned to do to help this other person. And then it would throw off my whole day. And so I started to realize that in my waking life, I wasn't consciously aware of how much this was impacting me. I was kind of just saying yes to things that really I should say no to, or I should have maybe found a little bit more of a compromise, but I was just putting my things in the back burner, and then it was coming out in my dreams. And I noticed with these dreams where I was, you know, at the airport and I was missing flights, or I couldn't seem to get on my next flight, I couldn't seem to get to my next gate, it was really a lot of overwhelm and anxiety that I was holding in, that I was really feeling during the day, but I was holding in and I was releasing at night. And so this came up a couple times where I had dreams about the airport. I had dreams about meeting my daughter somewhere and changing my plan. And then she ended up getting lost because I wasn't there at the right time and all these things. And there was so much anxiety and overwhelm in my dream. And I would wake up in the morning and be like, oh my gosh, like, what was that all about? And it would just all come out in my journal that it's, I really have to set clear boundaries when it comes to my schedule, when it comes to my time. It's really, really important. And I know a lot of us do this. For those of us who are entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs who also have a family, where a lot of times we put the things that we want to do on the back burner to make space for other people's plans. And, you know, in a lot of ways, yes, we want to, I think as women especially, we want to help people out. We want to be someone who is flexible and we want to be able to support other people, because it's kind of nice when, you know, you go and you do something for someone else and a lot of times they do repay the favor, it comes around full circle. And I think that's a beautiful thing. But if it's coming at a place where you are not being able to get the things done that you want to do, your creative projects, the different, you know, offers and services that you want to create in your business, if it's causing a conflict there, then it's really not you doing something because you're able to really do it. It's just you putting your needs and yourself on the back burner. And we really have to be conscious of this. And so this is what I started to notice through my dreams, was that I really needed to stop doing this, because not only was it causing a conflict with my work and the things that I wanted to create, it was causing me a lot of anxiety, because I had my whole day planned out, or my week or my days or however it was. And then everything was just getting messed up because I was, like I said, you know, changing things around for other people. And so really what this is about is paying attention to these things that are coming up in your dreams and creating really clear boundaries, because I think for a lot of us, where this anxiety and stress and overwhelm comes from is from not having clear boundaries with people. And it can be really challenging to say no to people and to put yourself first. But if it's coming through in your dreams in this way, where you're noticing these reoccurring patterns of feeling overwhelmed and stressed in your dreams, and then waking up and feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, that was really intense, or you could really feel that. Like a lot of these dreams that I was having, I'd wake up and I would feel like, wow, I just experienced a lot of stress and panic. And it wasn't like a calm, relaxing dream. It was very much this overwhelm. And the beautiful thing about dream work is, instead of just kind of throwing it away as like, oh, that was just a dream and whatever, when we pay attention to what's coming up, even if it's not, it doesn't seem like it's directly correlated to what's happening in our waking life, when we pay attention to it and we journal it out, it is such a sense of release. And so when I've been having these dreams throughout the summer and really focusing on writing it all out and being conscious of, okay, how can I make this change so that I don't experience this again? I don't want to keep having this reoccurring feelings of overwhelm and stress out about my schedule. It was like this weight was lifted off my shoulder. And it might not seem, if you're not practicing dream work right now, it might not seem like it's that big of a deal to pay attention to your dream and to release it in this way. But I am telling you that now that I've been paying attention to this really closely and waking up from these dreams and feeling overwhelmed and then writing it all out and getting it all out and then making a conscious choice to say no next time, or to make sure that I say yes in a way that I'm also able to get my work done and it's going to make my day still easier if I want to help someone out, but not fully, you know, changing everything around for this other person, changing things in a way that it's still allowing me to do what I need to do so that I'm not overwhelmed and stressed out. It was like this weight was lifted off my shoulders. And I think a lot of us are like going through our everyday life and we're not realizing how things are impacting us. But when you start to pay attention to what's coming through in your dreams, you'll start to see this correlation. You'll start to see these patterns. And it's so, so important for us to pay attention to this. So for me, like I said, it came through my schedule because we're in summer and I felt all over the place. But this can also come through in other things that you might be dealing with when it comes to anxiety, overwhelm, feeling stressed out. And the dream might not be exactly, you know, the messages come through sometimes a little bit differently than you might think. They're not always super, super obvious. It's not like you had a stressful situation and then you have the exact same dream. Like, for example, I shared once on my Instagram story that I had this really important meeting and I was really stressed about it and overwhelmed about it. And I felt like, you know, I wanted it to go really well, but I kept having all these negative things come through. And the night before the dream or the meeting, I actually had a dream about the meeting. And it was very like exactly how the meeting was going to play out. And that does definitely happen where it's like obvious. And I was able to release things that I was worried about happening in the meeting in real life in my dreams. And then in real life, the meeting actually ended up going a lot better than I thought. And it was, I felt a lot better after the meeting. And so that can happen where it's very like clear and obvious that you're releasing through the actual event that's going to occur. But I have found for myself personally, usually it's something random that happens. So another dream that happened, this was maybe like a month ago now, I had a dream where I was watching my daughter's friend and somehow I ended up, you know, getting separated from her in some way. She got on the bus to go to school and I was supposed to ride the bus with her and then I couldn't go. And so I had to find my way back to her school and I couldn't figure out where the school was. And I was walking and walking forever. And it ended up getting really dark and I ended up being in this like bad part of town. And I was trying to call my husband, but my cell phone, the battery was dying and I had bad connection. All these things, all these communication things were coming up in my dream. finally he was able to pick me up, but it was, you know, I was in this bad area. It was dark. I was scared. I was alone. I didn't really know where I was. And I woke up again in kind of this panic and really had to connect to the fact that, you know, it's really important for me, again, going back to schedule, to be really clear about what it is that I want to do, where I want to be, how I want to manage my time, how I need to really say yes to things and no to things. And so the dream, you know, it wasn't exactly having to do with schedule. It kind of was, but it wasn't anything that I was actually dealing with in my everyday life. Like I didn't have to pick up my daughter's phone from school and all of that. You know, that just happened in the dream. But it was just this really clear signal to me, again, going back to boundaries and schedule, of really focusing on how I can make my days as easy as possible. Yes, helping people out when I can, but doing it in a way that's not going to inhibit me and inhibit my life and inhibit my work. And so you might have this coming up for you as you do dream work. And kind of like I said in the beginning, I really was starting dream work with the whole idea of manifesting and manifesting things I wanted to bring into my life. But what really needed to come through first for me to be able to manifest is getting a handle on my schedule and being really clear about my boundaries. And so these messages, these signs, these patterns will come through in your dreams, but you have to start to pay attention to them and you have to start to really journal on it and really find the common ground and the common meanings, the common threads that are coming through in your dreams that might not be super, super obvious. And so I really felt called to share this with you today because it really helps so much in your life. And I feel like this is not wildly known information. I don't really know a lot of other people who are talking about this. I think when it comes to dreams, we really just don't think too much about them. Like, we are a society that's not really tapping into our dreams while we're sleeping and paying attention how they are impacting us in our daily life. The only time I feel like we really think about our dreams is when they're scary. And maybe, you know, when you have a dream like this where you wake up and you feel a little overwhelmed, you might kind of pay attention, but not really. Like, not really. You know, it's not, we're not really looking at them and analyzing them and really getting them out and journaling them on them and reflecting on what the dream actually meant. And I just really want to share this message with you that it's so, so important for us to start paying attention to these dreams, because they're not just there for no reason. It's not there for you to just forget about them. They're there to be a guide, a support. They're there to help you release things that are really impacting you during your life, during your waking life, that maybe you're just not really consciously aware of. Because like I said, for me, going back to my schedule, I was just kind of going through my day and saying yes to things and changing things and not realizing how much it was really throwing me off and upsetting me until I was having these dreams and I was really paying attention to them of like, okay, I can't keep doing this. I need to really pay attention to putting what I want to do first above what other people want me to do and how other people want me to change my schedule for them. Right now, if you are feeling overwhelmed about something or stressed out about something, and maybe you're not even clear about what it is, but you're maybe feeling this underlining feeling of just, you know, being a little bit unsettled within your life, within your work, and you're not really making the clear connection, maybe you're not seeing what it is that you're doing, I would invite you to ask yourself before you go to bed. And I did a whole episode talking about how to get started with practicing dream work, but really it is, you know, setting that nighttime intention before you go to sleep to really gain clarity of like, where is this feeling of overwhelm coming from? Because sometimes we feel overwhelmed by things, by life in general, but we can't really pinpoint exactly where it is. And it can really come through in our dreams. But we have to build this connection to be able to see the messages and gain clarity this way. It's not something that always happens right away. I find that a lot of people, when they first start doing dream work, especially if they haven't been able to remember their dreams in a really long time, it might take a couple days, a couple weeks of you doing this for you to finally remember your dream and start to make the connection. And so it is something that needs to be more of a daily practice, more of a habit. It needs to be something that you do consistently. You know, it's going to be different for everyone. Some of you might find that it's easier and that you, you're able to remember your dreams and connect right away. But I think for a lot of us that haven't been doing this for a really long time, it can take some time to build this connection. But like I said, if you are feeling any kind of overwhelm, unsettled feeling, disconnection right now in your life, and you're not really sure like why you're feeling like this, you really can get the answers through your dreams, but you have to be very intentional about it. So like I said, at night, it's a really beautiful time to really set the space and set the tone. And I do want to do a whole episode just talking about just the whole nighttime routine, because I know everyone talks about the morning routine. We're all about the morning rituals. But I really feel like you can't have a beautiful morning routine and morning ritual and really start your day off right without the night. Like, it really starts with your night ritual. So I'll do a whole episode about that in the future. But just for today, an easy way to get started is to have your journal and really calm your mind before you're going to sleep and set the intention, you know, speak it out, write it out and say, I'm feeling so overwhelmed. I have all this anxiety. I don't really know where it's coming from. I feel really disconnected. Please guide me, support me, give me answers through my dreams. And then when you wake up in the morning, have that journal handy. And even if you cannot remember your dream, write out whatever is coming through. And if you keep doing this, you will start to see patterns. You will start to see common threads. And it's really interesting how this really starts to come out. And even if your dream is different, the dreams that you do start to remember, even if they seem like there's not a correlation between them, you will start to see the patterns. Like I said, with mine, you know, having these dreams at the airport and having this dream with my daughter's friend and having a dream with where I was trying to meet my daughter and then I couldn't find her. Like, all these things, they were different scenarios, but they all boil down to schedule and me really, you know, putting my dreams or my ideas or the things that I want to work on the back burner for other people. And I really have to stop doing that. And so you'll start to see that as well. Even if the dreams look different every time, you'll see these common threads as you journal it out. So I would invite you to try this out right now. Like I said, especially if you're feeling a lot of overwhelm, a lot of stress, a lot of just anxiety about something that's happening in your life and your work and you're disconnected from it. Or, you know, if you do have a specific situation right now that's happening in your life, maybe it could be a relationship issue, it could be an issue with work or with your business, you can also be very specific. And that's the beautiful thing about dream work, is like you can start out kind of more open and vague and just ask the general question if you're disconnected. But if you know what it is, if you know that something is going on that's specific, you can also ask for guidance in that way too, of how do I work through this? What are the next steps? So how can I release this? How can I move on from this? How can I really gain a sense of peace? And you can get those answers as well in your dreams. And it's so powerful. It's such a powerful tool. And like I said, we're not using this as a society. You know, I don't know anyone else who's really talking about this. And I feel like it's so important for us to start making these connections, because as a society, overall, we are so disconnected from ourselves. We're so disconnected from our soul calling, our soul work. So many of us are asking questions about what is our purpose. So many of us just feel disconnected from our own inner guidance. And this is one of the most beautiful, straightforward ways for us to start this process of getting this guidance is through our dreams. So if this is you, if this resonates with you, I would invite you to try this out. And like I said, you know, give yourself grace and time and patience with it. It's going to take some time for a lot of us. Some of us, it might click really quickly, but for most of us, it's probably going to take some time, days, maybe a couple weeks for us to really get into this practice. But I can tell you for myself, I've been practicing dream work for the last couple of years, and now I pretty much remember my dreams every single night. There might be like one or two nights where I don't remember, but I would say, you know, 5 to 6 times a week I remember. And even on the days when I don't remember, there's still a lot of stuff that comes through my journal in the morning, regardless of if I'm clear about the dream I remember or not, there's still a lot of stuff that comes through. So it's just a beautiful practice, and I want to keep sharing about it and talking about it, and I would love for you to start this practice. And let me know anything that's coming up for you, any kind of resistance, anything that, you know, you're kind of questioning, maybe not wanting to start it for some reason, or feeling kind of like, I don't know, skeptical in some way, because you might think, oh, it's just a dream. It's not that big of a deal. And I get that. But I feel like if you're listening to this podcast, you are open to it and you are probably more of a spiritual entrepreneur, a divine feminine leader, and you're open to using spiritual and personal growth tools within your journey. And so if you haven't tried dream work before, this is a beautiful time to get started. You can always connect with me online through social media. I'll have everything down in the show notes. Ask me any questions that you might have. They will definitely shape future episodes. And, you know, even though today's episode was mostly about anxiety and overwhelm, things of that nature, I am definitely going to be focusing more on the manifestation process, on bringing your dream life, your dream work, your dream business to fruition by using dream work. I really love talking about spiritual entrepreneurship, personal development, things of that nature with the foundation of using dream work, because it's so powerful. And we need to start using it as entrepreneurs, as female leaders, as those of us who feel like we have a calling. You know, you can really connect through to your calling, through your dreams. And I think probably the next episode is going to be talking about your soul calling and how to connect to that through your dreams, because it's so beautiful. And I know a lot of you have asked questions about connecting with your soul and feeling disconnected from your soul work, and you can't hear what your soul is calling you to do. So I'm definitely going to be doing another episode. Probably the next episode is going to be about that. But stay tuned. Be sure to follow along. Subscribe if you're not subscribed, and I will chat with you in my next episode. Happy dreaming. Thank you for tuning in to the Dream Work Podcast. I truly hope you found this episode insightful and helpful along your spiritual journey. Be sure to share this with another spiritual entrepreneur that could benefit from this message. And let's connect on social media. I'll have everything linked in the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. I'll chat with you next time.